20 ideas to cut down on household plastic use. Make 2024 the year to get really serious about cutting back on using plastics. Here are 20 ideas from various charities to help you. Swap plastic milk bottles for refillable glass. In the good old days, milk came in glass bottles, delivered to our doorsteps by electric vehicles. But glass is making a comeback, and depending on location, you might be able to get it delivered too. Seek out your local dairy. Make what you already own work harder, with growing research pointing to plastic kitchenware contributing to the microplastic toll on our bodies. It's tempting to throw the lot in the recycling bin. Instead, find alternative uses, like sorting screws in the shed or storing seeds. Ask for a box. Reusable bags are standard now, but it's easy to forget them when you're in a rush. If you do, rather than buying yet another bag for life, look out for or ask for a box. Some supermarkets often have a stack near the tills. Use bar shampoos and soaps. For a plastic-free bath time, swap squeezy bottles of soap, shampoo and conditioner for longer-lasting bars. Research shows that the carbon footprint of liquid soap is 25% bigger than bars on a per-wash basis. It requires 5 times more energy to produce and is heavier in transport too. By using bars, you'll be sparing plastic and emissions. Use plastic-free toothpaste, toothbrushes and floss. Switch to wooden toothbrushes with natural fibre bristles and seek out compostable dental floss free from nylon and polyester. Go for plastic-free loo roll and, from top to bottom, discover recycled paper and bamboo toilet tissue, which comes in paper wraps. Get a reusable water bottle. Buying water in plastic bottles is a drain on the pocket and the planet. Source a reusable bottle and refill it for free. Ditch supermarket bread. Back your local baker and buy fresh bread instead of plastic bagged loaves from the supermarket. Better still, have a crack at making it yourself. Try refillable or homemade cleaning products. After the bathroom, the kitchen is another huge generator of plastic waste. Spray and squeezy bottles can be used over and over, so consider using capsule-sized refills. Change your dish brushes and cloths. If you can, opt for wooden-handled brushes with natural brushes, bristles, and long-lasting cotton or bamboo dishcloths. Old-style knitted string dishcloths last for ages and can be boiled up to sterilise them. Repurpose. Single use is a concept. It doesn't have to be taken literally. Reuse food wrappers and bags for wrapping lunches and press tubs and pots into use for storing and freezing leftovers. Bin the cling film. Similarly, check out reusable wax-coated fabric food wraps. Could you say goodbye to cling film for good? Deplastify your pets. Time for some new tricks. Instead of plastic chews, look into giving your dog natural, sustainable alternatives like antlers, chew roots, and olive wood sticks, and try natural fibre toys and cork balls on your feline friends. Make a fashion statement. Like most new fabrics are made from plastic in some form, including nylon, acrylic, polyester and polyamide, and they release tiny plastic fibres into the air and water every time we wear or wash them. Make your next wardrobe revamp a sustainable one by trying to choose clothes that are made with natural textiles. Shopping secondhand is a great option too. Delist from junk mail. Those ads and brochures for things you'll never need often come wrapped in plastic. Registering with the mailing preference service is one way to stop them. Check your tea bags. In the UK alone, we slurp some 165 million cups of tea every single day. That's a lot of tea bags, many of which contain polypropylene, another source of microplastics. Check the packaging on yours and look for a plastic-free brand, or, even better, go loose leaf and use a teapot or infuser. Give up gum. Hard to stomach, but true. Conventional gum is made with polyvinyl acetate, the same stuff that's used to make glues, plastic bags and bottles. Spit it out for good, or chew on a plastic-free alternative. Ditch glitter. Standard glitters are made with polyethylene terephthalate, PET, plastic coated in aluminium, but there's no need to lose your sparkle. Do some research into the biodegradable alternatives that are around, or consider using flowers or leaves instead. Stop buying balloons and other single-use party decorations. Latex and mylar foil balloons are wasteful and can be deadly to wildlife. Balloon releases are a no-no, full stop. But if you're worried about being a party pooper, invest in paper pom-poms, fans and bunting. Buy in bulk. Source out stores where you can scoop dry goods into your own containers or paper bags. And lastly, teaming up with neighbours or colleagues can save you valuable pennies too, if you want to buy in bulk.